Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Welcome back to Okla Said. It is the official Okla Ed podcast. So excited to be here with you today, Scott.
Yep. And, you know, we really have been relatively error-free in our podcasting ways, but with the summer thing and school starting, we're on take two.
Take two. Sometimes technology fails, and stick around for the end to see how bad it fails, I suppose.
Or don't stick around for the end, as
definitely
there could be a bit of a potty word shared. But
okay.
What are we talking about?
This week we're talking about servant leadership and education. Steve Gilliland hosted this chat. But before we get into that, real quick,
okay.
If you are listening, and you are, obviously, hit pause.
Pause, take a breath, and go for yours. On my command, now hit the dance floor. Gonna make you sweat. Oh, sorry.
Mm-mm.
All right.
You said it twice.
All you children of the 90s. You're welcome.
Okay.
If you weren't a child of the 90s, you're missing out.
Dance, everybody, dance. Okay, but hit pause and rate
take
us.
A breath and go for yours. On my command. Oh, sorry.
Rate us with a very low score after that. No, give us a rating. Tell somebody about us. Share our podcast with somebody so that other people can take part in the delight that you take part in weekly.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Tell me what.
I'm just going to toss this out there, Aaron, because we like to surprise each other with ideas. But perhaps if you can, leave some feedback. Maybe there's some sort of Okla Said swag we can arrive at.
Ooh, are you dropping the... So, yeah, we've been talking about swag here for a little while.
So there you go. I'm just going to put that
just
there.
Just saying.
All right.
Just saying.
On to the chat. Okay.
So this was a great chat. It was hosted by Steve Gilliland, like we already said.
Mm-hmm.
Servant leadership and education. This guy, basically what it comes down to is he read a book. Okay.
That's important. Reading is good.
Reading is good. Are you on Goodreads?
Yeah, I've got a Goodreads.
I should be your friend. Are we friends on Goodreads?
I know we're friends in a lot of places that I would have never thought about, but I don't know if we're friends on
Goodreads.
I probably
don't want to muddy up my Goodreads with your friendship because you probably put me to shame. That's what happens whenever I become friends with people on Goodreads. I'm like, oh, Claudia's so much better than me.
Yes. Do not friend Claudia Swisher on Goodreads.
So
good Lord, do
better
not.
Than me. Well, I became friends with Claudia Swisher and Laura Searcy in like the same month.
What were you thinking? You're not even a candle to their blazing infernos.
It's a social platform. Let me just be friends. And I didn't realize how much I hate myself.
How inadequate do you feel when you compare yourself to them?
They're amazing and I suck. At reading. So
they are amazing. They are amazing women.
Script that we create. So there's that. Anyway.
All right.
So we should become friends on Goodreads. But okay, anyway. So he
Steve Gilliland read a book.
Yeah. And he liked it so much that he created a Twitter chat around it.
This is his first chat that he's hosted.
Yeah. And that was really exciting for him too. So.
Yeah. And he's the principal over an assistant principal at Del City High School.
That's awesome. So he knows a little bit about leadership and education, and hopefully he's looking to become more of a servant leader.
I feel like what he shares, he indicates in a lot of ways he tries to follow that sort of line of thinking. So
no, I think you're right.
I mean, like I would work for Steve.
Oh, I see. I think I would too, based on the things that he's shared over the last year that we've kind of thrown into the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
Well, question one. What comes to mind when you hear the word or the term servant leadership? What comes to mind?
Somebody who's willing to, so if I use like a sort of a mountain analogy, somebody who says, hey, we need to go to that mountain. That's where we need to go. And I want to make sure you have all the gear you need to have a successful journey there. I'm going to maybe blaze some trails along the way and have you follow me. There might be other points in time on the way where I ask you to lead, but I'll support you and give you the help that you need. So I sort of look at it kind of in that way. Like, you're going to help me grow and reach that destination that you've set as the place we need to go.
I like that. And to use your mountaineering terminology, be the Sherpa.
The Sherpa.
The Sherpa. Well, I went with a William M. Dunn tweet on this one. And he is at Will M. Dunn on the Twitter sphere. He says, leaders pick people whose vision meets the general vision and whom they trust to pursue that vision. Then they listen so they know how to support, mobilize that support, and then get the hell out of the way. He says, I'm lucky that my admins do this and I feel validated. Sheesh. Like, that's it. Like, if we could just feel validated in everything that we do, that's an awesome tweet. I really liked it.
That's a good one. I went with PC Rocks with rock star, rock hand emoji, like rocking out the car. And that is at Dr. Phil Campbell, and he said, servant leaders are selfless. The achievement of the group as a whole is far greater and more important than individual accolades. Hashtag Okla Ed.
Okay, so this is the author of the book that Steve read.
Boom, there you go. I didn't even know that when I picked the tweet.
Yeah, no, Steve basically tweeted to him and was like, we love your book. I'm doing a Twitter chat. It'd be awesome if you could come. And he didn't hear anything from him. And then he just ends up in the chat. So great follow through, and so happy that you were here, Dr. Phil Campbell.
Yeah, thank you very much. And you know what, to be honest, when I saw PC Rocks, I thought of Sherry Gately and those folks out of Putnam City.
Yeah, Putnam City.
Yeah, I thought, oh, that's one of their, you know, district leaders or building leaders or something over there.
Yeah.
Question two, what are some characteristics displayed by servant leaders? Does one stand out more than the other?
That is a good question. That's a really good question.
I liked it. I thought it was interesting because, you know, sort of what I look for in a leader may be different than what you look for in a leader or what our needs are. Like, I need you to lead me in this way, but your need for a leader may be in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. So who'd you pick?
I picked, let me scroll down here. I picked Joy Hoffmeister. She's verified. She has a verified Twitter account. Joy does.
Mm-hmm. Wow, she's cool.
So Superintendent Hoffmeister, and she is at Joy4OK, said servant leaders focus on people and relationships, not position or power.
Boom. That was a really good tweet. So
pretty good tweet.
I picked Chris Kalinske.
Cheater. And you cheated.
Chris Kalinske retweeted Joy and said, servant leaders focus on people and relationships, not position or power.
So what you're saying is, in theory, we picked different tweets.
We totally picked. I picked Chris Kalinske's. but I did pick a second tweet on this one because you had taken Joy's and they were the same. Stephen Pyle is at Sulphur Middle, and he said, a humble servant is able to earn respect rather than expect it. He or she calmly builds coworkers with a positive encouragement, even in the most negative times.
Yep.
Like, they build up those coworkers. I really like that. That is what great leaders do. Even when we're fussy, even when things aren't going our way, the great leaders can kind of pick us up and rally the troops, and you know, we continue on.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good tweet.
Yeah. Well, question three. Teachers, how do you create a classroom environment that makes students want to follow your lead? Admin, how do you create a campus environment that make people want to be a part of it? That is a very good, I mean, like that's the $100 question or the $1 million question.
Doesn't it come down to relationships though?
Yes.
I mean, in a lot of ways, because teaching and learning, leading teachers, leading faculty working together, everything in a school is dependent upon all the relationships inside of that building, right?
No, totally.
I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because if you have a toxic atmosphere where people have a hard time relating to each other in any sort of fashion, gosh.
Gosh. So this past Tuesday, because, you know, we're not all in the same building here, I invited several of my teachers. Well, I invited them all. There were the two, though. No, I invited all my teachers.
All one of them.
About 18 came, and I made lunch for everybody, and we kind of just shot the stuff around. And we just, chit-chatted and talked about, you know, school and what it was going to be like and what they can expect. But for the most part, we tried to cultivate those relationships because, you know, it's so difficult in a virtual environment. So that was really exciting to have them over to the house.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I chose Lori Wathen on this one, and she is at LSooner2. She said, be authentic. Same goes when interacting with parents. Be collaborative and engaging to create family-friendly school environment. And I think that is huge. Be authentic. Just be real.
Right. Be you.
You do you.
Yeah, that's a good one. So I went with Breland ATM emoji. And Breland is at Breland Stewart. She said, in all caps, we don't live in 1970 to 1950. Trying to stick with the past and teach us past ways will not help us grow to up-to-date, do up-to-date activities and lessons. And I guarantee we will pay attention more, especially if there are competitive or interactive lessons. Now, her tweet's a little bit difficult to read because she didn't put any punctuation in there except for one period, and it's not really attached to anything. So when you read this in the show notes, take your time going through it, because what she's saying is, I'm not you. Teach me in a way that is interactive. Give me some competition.
I feel like I've heard this a few times.
I got one foot on the podium right now, on the box. Like, on the box that says soap. I got one foot on there. I'm ready to get the other foot.
We've heard your spiel before, okay. But she says it. She sums up everything that you were just about to say.
And it came from a student, so there's that.
Don't be stuck in the past.
Okay, good. Good job. Okay. Question 4. Students often carry more to school than just their backpack. How do you ensure that students know they are seen, they are heard, and they are loved?
Oh my goodness, he did it. Okay.
So tell me what he did.
Okay. I love whenever I'm watching a movie
James Bond jumps out of the speeding train and there's an explosion and he rescues the girl and he orders a double martini.
No.
Dang.
What? No, that's not it at all. That's exciting. But no, I love it whenever I'm watching a television show.
And they use the force?
Dang it! Would you stop it? And they slip in the title of the television show or the movie right there in the dialogue. Okay. And he did that because that's the name of the book that P.C. Campbell, P.C. Rocks, wrote. I see you. I hear you. I love you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty clever.
Yes.
I do like it when a good script cleverly works the name of the thing into the script. That's always fun.
Yeah. I look for it. It doesn't always happen, right. But I'm pleasantly surprised when it does.
Okay.
I picked Amanda, and Amanda is at Amanda Stands on the Twitter sphere. She says, maybe this is taboo in 2018, but every day I tell them I love them, even while I'm suspending them. And 9 times out of 10, they say it back. Or better, they say, I know, and I'm really sorry I disappointed you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I went with Abigail, who is at A6IGAI1.
Abigail.
Now, for those of you driving, don't fiddle with your phone right now. But when you get done, her at spells Abigail.
Cleverly.
It's very clever. So she said, although this question may be for teachers, from my side as a student, I always make sure my peers feel just as welcome as I do in my school. She's taking some ownership. Love it. She said, just a simple hello and a smile can make someone's day. I want them to know that high school is not nearly as bad as it's made out to be.
Wow.
Yeah, she said in my school.
She said in my school.
And that was really loud on my own ear.
Question 5. Our words matter as we lead. What are some words or phrases that should be avoided? How might they be rephrased? Oh, you know what? I know now that I didn't read all of the question because I just gave words or phrases that should be avoided. I did not rephrase anything.
You know, sometimes that's okay.
Okay. I don't remember what I said, but I'm pretty sure it was fantastic.
I think I said something along the lines of, it's hard for you to just tell me that that was terrible. Like,
yeah.
Don't just tell me that was terrible. Like, I may already know it was terrible, but
oh, I was there. It was a train wreck. You're right. Like, I did not input.
I lived it. Thanks for pointing it out. Again, I was picking up my fragile ego. But I think, okay, so yeah, it was terrible. Now come at me with, okay, that wasn't as good as it could have been. Here are some ideas. Here are some thoughts. Here's some things to consider. Right. And just... don't be negative Nancy rainfalling all the time, I guess, is what I'm saying.
So speaking of negative Nancy and rainfalling, Mrs. Taylor, who is at Mrs. Taylor DCHS, she says, I'm sassy and sarcastic, and I am sassy and as sarcastic as the day is long. So that's where I was being, you know, I was trying to tie it in, but it wasn't. Anyway, she says, but the best things I've learned to say is, I'm sorry. How can we make things better? Everything is fixable. Nothing is set in stone. And I really like both of those phrases.
Yeah, that's a good one. I picked up Cass Nelson here. Ooh, she's hosting next week chat, but more on that later. She is at Cass Nelson. She said, that's not my job.
Oh, I hate that. That's not my job.
Is it your school? It's your job. I don't care what it is. You can help, right?
It's pick up that piece of trash.
Yeah. It's just me. Never mind. That's not your job, Aaron. So Cass's response was, that's not my job, followed by, I don't know, 10 heart emojis.
Hmm.
And then she said, a servant leader asks, how can I help? Bang.
Yep. There you go.
Question 6. What role does grace play in your classroom or school?
Ooh. Listen.
I
know. Can I get some grace here? I have friends of mine that require a little extra grace. So if you're not a friend of mine, you know, you're probably going to require a little extra grace as well. We call those EGRs around here. Like my kids, you know.
Extra grace request?
Yeah, extra grace required. My kids will be like, Mom, she just gets on my nerves. And I'll be like, EGRs, baby. We all have them in our life. Anyway, so grace plays a big factor, as it should, in the classroom. I mean, you can't one and done a kid.
I mean, I don't want to be one and done. I need grace almost every hour. Like, so sorry.
I mean, oops. People gracefully come back and listen, even though I'm on here every week.
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I race you to the bottom of the barrel, but.
I mean, you keep coming. Thank you for all the grace you've extended me, Scotty.
Oh, and all the grace you've sent my way.
I went with an Adam Rogers tweet on this one. He is at Mr. Rogers Tech. He says, I think if more educators remember that students need to come first, then I think education would change for the better. Giving that difficult student a little grace can go a long way. Man, thank you, Adam. He's not even a classroom teacher, but anymore, right? But he just knows. He gets kids.
I think at some point in time, and this goes back also to the, you know, I try not to ask previous teachers how a certain student was, you know,
right.
last year. So it's sort along those lines. Like, we're going to make mistakes and we're not going to have good days and we're going to need grace. We're going to need grace. Like, but hey, I was a big old goober. So sorry. Bad
days. No. Dang it. Miley Cyrus.
Wait, who's Miley Cyrus?
No. Yes.
Did she twerk that one guy that one time? Can we say that on a podcast?
That one time.
Can we
say, I don't know. I don't know that it's
am
appropriate.
Am I going to have to beep that?
You may have to beep that.
So I went with Ez.
Why did that song come into my head? Why'd you say it like that?
So yes, I went,
that song's going to be in my head.
So I went with Ez. smiley face star emojis. @_baby_cakes. And I like Ez that. Said, every day should be a new day. Don't hold the actions from the day before against me. You never know what someone is going through.
Mm, thank you. Man, yeah. These students have such wisdom.
Yeah, pretty amazeballs. Well, we just went ahead and we've got the first ever husband-wife pick for tweets.
Yes!
Yeah, so there you go. So so Aaron's tweet was Adam Rogers. I really loved what Ez had to say, but then I liked what Adam's significant other, Dina Rogers, had to say. She's at @Dina_Rogers.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Adam is Dina's significant other.
I need your grace right now. I totally misspoke. But she said, I also think our parents need to see some grace. They are doing the best they can, just like we are. We should all be on the same team with one goal. What is best for the child while maintaining safety and learning?
So, very good.
Why are you giggling? Did I make it funny? Did I make it funny with Adam and Dina?
Yes. Okay. That was a funny exchange.
Adam plus Dina equals... Hello? Hello? I'm busy right now recording a podcast. Leave your message at the beep. Beep.
That was my kid. How do I...
I'm totally leaving all that.
And Beck, how do I turn the notifications off while I record podcasts? Hello? And Beck, can I...
And fries are done.
And can you call me when you
but
hear
not
this?
Right now.
Just don't call me right now. Question 7.
Hurry before Anne calls.
What opportunities are your students given to share their school and community?
Serve their school.
What did I say?
You said share.
Sheesh. I quit. I'm quitting.
Well, now. That leaves a lot of tweets left for me to read on my own. It's just not as good.
A good day. No, okay. What opportunities are your students given to serve their school and community?
Yep.
Yeah.
So right off the hand, what comes to my mind is the Edmond Public Schools Dare Weeks that they do with their three high schools and all of the feeder middle schools that go into those high schools. They've contributed a significant sum, and when I say significant, millions of dollars over the years to local charities and Edmond-located charities, raised all that money all on their own. And now, I know to the casual observer driving through Edmond sometimes, it's just a bunch of kids wearing weird costumes, shaking people down at stoplights, but there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes with that. And in a lot of those assemblies, they're bringing in the people that are directly impacted by that charity. And a lot of times it's students from their own student body. It's that student's story. So it's very, very powerful. I also know that there's a variety of things that a lot of the high schools around our Oklahoma City do. I know that my kids go to Deer Creek, and they have, I think, Duck Week or no, they don't have Duck Week. Piedmont has Duck Week, and Deer Creek has... I can't remember some kind of week, WWE week, or I can't remember what it is, but they have these fundraising weeks and they do these great things for other charities. And for people that just want to sit around and kind of bash the education for what they don't teach, they need to see what these kids do and learn through these experiences, because it's amazing.
Yeah, no, that's really good. That is really good. We have picked up trash at the city parks. We collected lotion last year, to take to the old folks home.
I thought that was a good one. I would have never thought of that. That's a good one.
Well, my grandma, well, Travis's grandma, was in a nursing home for a while. And so I would go up daily to, you know, help her out and put lotion on. Man, they get so dried out up there.
Yeah.
So dried out.
And you're a little bit different too, because you're just working with the students that you're directly in touch with, because you're not in a brick and mortar building doing all the things.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, but so. Can you imagine how impactful it would be if every kid in the brick and mortar, you know, brought a... Oh my word.
Tell Anne we're busy.
Anne, stop. Anyway, it would be super impactful.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Yeah. Who'd you pick for this tweet?
I picked Andy Richardson. He is at Andy4OK. He says, I have a call and response that he's used with his own kids when dropping them off for school. It's corny, but it goes like this. What are you going to do at school today? And then the kids say, three nice things for other people.
That's really way more of a response than I get from my boy right now. You know, teenage boys and it'd be like, what are you going to do today? Yeah, that's it. That's what I would get. But if I were to ask him in the afternoon, I could maybe get a three nice things for other people. But in the morning, dropping it off at bank. Yeah, that's all I would get. I went with Robert Franklin. He's Franklin MPH. He said MM public schools may have the lock on their collective unity to serve and support other Swine Week, other at Swine Week Unreal student leaders. And Swine Week is the MM Memorial one, but there's a double Dare Week and one other one which the name escapes me at the time. But yeah, the MM. If you want to get an idea, like if you're cooking an idea for your own school on what a charitable fundraising sort of week could look like, I would encourage you to reach out to one of the Edmond high schools because the way they do it is phenomenal. Now, I'll also admit it drives me crazy as a teacher because although learning doesn't grind to a stop, there's a significant slowdown. So you're trying to balance this altruism on one hand and this desire to benefit somebody less than them and to provide opportunities that have never existed with, all right, you're taking your darn quiz tomorrow, so you better be here.
Right.
But the whole thing is powerful and amazing. I could talk about it almost all day. Okay. So anyway, I'm not going to.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Kidding. We're going to require you all. I'm going to give you all kinds of grace and you can talk as long as you'd like now, Scott.
I want to talk about question 8. Faculty, okay. Staff, admin, how do you serve each other? Students, how do you serve each other?
That is such a good question.
Yeah.
It's just a really good question.
I like it. Who'd you pick?
I picked PC Rocks, Dr. Phil Campbell, there on this one. He said, and I didn't know either when we were choosing the tweets. I didn't know until after my call with Steve who this guy was. Anyway, he says, it's the little things. Send positive emails to your colleagues on a regular basis. Leave notes and treats in their mailbox. Pop in frequently and ask, how's your day going? How are your classes? And most importantly, how are you doing? I think that that's, you know, I think that that makes a big impact. I do try to, I mean, I hope that jilted by this, but I do try to at least once a week in text reach out to a minimum of 5 teachers and just let them know how I think that they're doing, that it's, you know, positive. Or I'll make a video and send it to all of my teachers saying, you know, highlighting what a teacher is doing. And so we kind of like have a highlight reel, and I do try to give them positive, you know, encouragement where I can.
Super freaking duper. I like it. You forgot to text me this week, so I'll just...
Oh.
Let me send you a message real quick, because maybe...
You're one of my EGRs this week.
I went with Mrs. Taylor. She's at Mrs. Taylor DCHS. She said, be there for each other. No one understands our kids better than the people who are in the trenches with us. What we do is hard. Be the sounding board for each other. And I really like that because, you know... You and I can have a conversation that we can't have with people outside of education because it's just different.
Right. Well, right. And even within the building, like we might be able to have education conversations, but a specific, you know, conversation about, you know, just, man, the, you know, new directive that came out.
Right. Right.
I don't know, embrace other people around you.
Or I have really struggling anyway. With John Doe here. What have you done with him? And you could be like, oh man, I noticed the same thing. I tried these things.
Right. Without going down a negative path of, he was the first. And...
Yeah. But just like, here's how I'm trying to help him. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, question 9, in what ways will you make yourself vulnerable and relatable to your students as we begin a new year?
Okay, let me go first because your tweet's awesome. So I went with Will M. Dunn, and he said, I try new stuff all the friggin' time. I tell them it's new. If it bombs, I acknowledge that, and then ask what they think would make it better for a reattempt, either for them or for next year.
That is a good tweet.
I think every teacher should take that attitude in.
Yeah. So let me tell you the way this typically goes. Okay. Typically, Aaron is picking tweets the morning of the podcast. Like, I participate, and then I'm like, you know, I try to, you know, be present in the chat whenever I can. But then I don't think about this podcast until the day we go to record this podcast. And Scott's like, hey, are we recording tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah, darn Skippy, we are. I got to get into that form and, you know, pick my tweets. But as we were going through this one, I was definitely trying to steal tweets ahead of time. And this one was a really good one, in my opinion.
This is a good one. This is a good one.
So Lauren Pena says, I am possibly the least graceful person you'll ever meet. At some point in the first week of school, I'll trip over my own feet or spill water or coffee or food on my clothing. Nothing makes you seem human like biting the dust in front of a room full of teenagers.
You know what got me on that tweet?
What?
That last sentence. Nothing makes you seem human like biting the dust.
Yeah, like, because teachers are superhuman to their, you know, students sometimes. Oh my goodness, it's Mrs. Barnes at Walmart. What are you doing here?
It's like, we need groceries too.
But we're like, oh, there went my jelly donut on my, you know, teachers. I haven't had a jelly donut in 15 years.
Because you've cultivated the image that you only eat fruits and vegetables.
No, this is not a jelly donut. This is buffalo wing sauce. But thanks for asking.
Yeah. It looks like a jelly donut. It's a really weird buffalo wing.
Okay. Sorry. I digress.
That's enough of that. Question 10, my personal SERV acronym. What is yours? And so basically what Steve had taken is he'd taken the letters for SERV and had put an acronym to it.
Like a little acrostic poem.
Yeah, like a little acrostic poem. And if you want to know it, he said, well, I'm not going to tell you. You have to click into the show notes and see his tweet.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll leave you with this little dandy. It was so good that almost everybody else that tweeted said, I'm stealing yours. That's how good Steve's was. Do you want to know what it said? I'm not telling you. Okay. But Kimberly Blodgett, hers is pretty darn good as well. And hers was students first, every student every day, relationships, value them, empower them.
Man, that really was. She just came up with that off the top of her head?
I'm going to go with a yes, because she tweeted it after Steve asked that question. So I'm going to go with a yes. But it also doesn't surprise me, though, that she would have that, though, right? Because of what Kimberly usually tweets is usually something that's in that neighborhood.
But I would be like, veterinarian. Vine,
yes.
No, she's just really good. That was a really good one. Mm-hmm. Well, bonus question.
Which we both left blank. I mean, how do you pick one of these?
Yeah, no. Give a shout out to a leader that helped you grow. Two, add to your PLN before you leave tonight. Mm-hmm. And so I did grab Dr. Phil Campbell and added him to my little Twitter PLN. I also friended Andy Richardson, and I also friended, Lori Wathen, whom I've seen in there before, but we were not friends.
I am up on my limit, my 5,000 limit, so I need...
What?
Yeah, like...
What's that mean? I'm not as cool as you.
Well, when you get to 5,000 people that you follow, you have to have 5,000 followers to go up to the next thing.
Oh, so you like 5,000, but because 5,000 don't like you, can't like anymore?
Lame. I'm at like 4,998, so I have to be very careful. Yeah. The same situation trying to get over 2,000. Like, I needed to get over 2,000, and then...
You can't like more people than people like you?
I think on there's certain numbers, yes, that's true.
Man, that's crazy. Well, I am nowhere near as popular as you, but I will go and friend you just so you can friend another person.
We're already friends.
I know, but I was going to be funny.
You can't unfriend and friend me back, because then I'm still in the same spot.
It would look like we weren't friends at that time.
Then that'll start a rumor. But anyway, there are amazing people. So I just want to give a fast shout out to Justin Kofeld, Dr. Debbie Bendick and my good friend Christina Stevenson, because they were all key figures in a very significant cultural, pedagogical change in my teaching.
And
I couldn't have done what I did without their leadership and encouragement.
Well, that's really good. I've got Jennifer Lake on my side, who was a mentor teacher of mine. Bart Banfield, who my first round in admin was my boss and always said, I'm going to give you enough rope that you can get dangerous but not hang yourself. And to my current boss, Jody Shoup. She is an amazing administrator that allows for autonomy and is just a really graceful, kind person. How's that?
Perfect. So there you go.
Okay.
Boom sauce?
Go ahead. I did not choose one.
Look, you've got one You're getting thin on these boom sauce choices here.
I know you
have some sauces out there. I know you got some sauce.
You know what? If I give sauce every time, then is it really boom sauce?
Yeah, because there's like 700 tweets every time. So picking one of those is not.
Just pick one.
So I went with Breland, ATM emoji. And she's at Breland Steward. She said, this is an answer to question number 9. So to refresh, question number 9. Said, in what ways will you make yourself vulnerable and relatable to your students as we begin a new year? Here's what she said. She said, I want to be a mentor this year and pave the way for freshmen, not be the scary senior. I want to open them up to the opportunities I have gotten, but at their age, so they can know of the opportunities and add on 10 times more than I ever could.
Man, would somebody get that student a brownie? That is really boom sauceable.
Yeah, right? That's like, could be double boom sauce. We could have the first ever double boom sauce tweet right here.
Well, let me copy and paste it into mine, and then we will. Okay. All right,
so hold on. So, and there it goes.
Double boom sauce.
First ever, Okla said double boom sauce right there. No, Breland Steward. Breland. Not even a teacher, but pouring into us with her amazing words.
That really was, like, seriously, I want to know who's the administrator at that school and who are those teachers? Like,
Steve Gilland, hello.
So you think it is one of his kids?
Yeah, I think it's one of his kids. I would bet it's one of his kids. And so if it's one of his kids, and that's going to be like Bio Bell Rocks, Chris Coop, it's going to be those ladies.
Man, that's good.
Yeah, I want to know more about Breland, because if she does... part of what her tweet says, she's going to impact a younger student in a way that's just going to be amazing.
No doubt.
So there you go. There's the servant leadership.
Okay. Next week on the Twitter. Is it Cass?
It's Cass Nelson coming up next week. And she's doing, I forgot to put it in here, but I put it on the website already. But she is doing a tweet over, I can't talk right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's doing a thing with about reading. Should be pretty good.
Man, and she's got the reading to kids thing going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the bedtime story situation thing. So I know that any chat cast hosts is going to be hashtag kids deserve it, which means it's going to be hashtag don't miss.
Hashtag don't miss it.
For real.
All right. Well, awesome. That's going to be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Twitter sphere on Sunday nights.
Sunday night. That's when the next Okla Ed Chat is.
All right.
So there you go. Yep. All right.
Okay. I can do that.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
All right, educators. You know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
When the microphone comes undone, Camtasia's like, hey, screw you. When technology farts, it shits. It's a shart. Fabulous.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, OK.